This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to The Hump Day Crew with the beautiful Ginny, who's even getting love from straight women like Michelle Clooney, who played Melanie on Queer as Folk.
Your Facebook picture is so hot.
Oh my God.
You are a cutie. Ginny's a hottie.
I'm blushing now.
Kind of blushing too.
If there's one thing more endearing than a funny lady, it's a funny lady with a social conscience. Though she may never blend in all of society's conformities, there is always a place for her here at the Hump Day Crew. It is with great pleasure that I welcome Simone Campbell to the Hump Day Crew. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
Simone, I'm very, very excited to be chatting to you today because you are a plethora of information when it comes to Hollywood and celebrity status. One thing that you have coming up shortly is something called the Celebrity Pie Throw. But before we touch on that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself for our Australian listeners who are dying to hear about you?
I know everyone's just dying with the big comic, the big girl from San Francisco. I am a San Francisco-based comic of the lesbian variety because, you know, I'm really excited about being a successful comic, so I have to be the lesbian kind. And, that's kind of a... I'm just kind of an everyday gal. I have a still have a day job, which is good because clearly comedy is working so well for me. I work for a software company, which is fun because a lot of my life is around kind of holding people accountable for their behavior and making things better for people. So my software company I work for actually makes better for kids in school districts. So that's fun. And at night I get to... tell jokes to tourists who are eating soup out of bread bowls. So that's a lot of fun.
Wow, what a life. I envy that.
Yeah, right? Well, come by any Tuesday night and we'll be out there begging people to come in and listen to us tell jokes.
So a computer software nearby day and a comic by night. It's like a Superman thing going on, Simone.
Yeah. Or as my good friend David Hawkins says, after reading an article from a show we did in Palm Springs, I said, "What's it say about me?" He says, "Oh, it says you're Jesus."
Jesus.
Teasing me completely because, you know, while most of my comic friends are out there, humping it, if you will, a little pun intended towards, a little nod towards you folks, the Hump Day Crew, at comedy clubs every night, you know, I don't always have the time because, you know, I have a day job and also I'm middle-aged, I'm tired, so I want to go to bed. So I tend to be at, like, more political things because I can see more people. It's been a fun ride so far.
Here at the Hump Day Crew, we've had a plethora of comedians on. We've had Poppy Champlin, Erin Foley, Ian Harvey, all across America here on our show. So one thing about you I've noticed is that, but you've got a very big social agenda as well.
I do. I know someone pointed that out to me the other day. I didn't really realize it. I guess so. Facebook has been good to me. I always have something to do. It's exciting.
And you also have also on top of that social agenda, you have a social conscience. You know, you are very passionate about the marriage equality going over in America with joining on board Adam Bousquet's No Hate campaign, and you're also part of the Harvey Milk Foundation. Do you think it's very important for you as a person to keep in touch with those sides of the community?
I think it's hugely important. I think, in general, anyone right now in this world, the reality is that, you know, you got to balance out the good with the bad, and there's a lot of bad stuff happening right now, and we all have to do our part. I'm really mindful of that. Sometimes I almost feel like I'm fighting for my own soul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that it's really important for people to do that, and if you can do that through comedy, well, hey, doesn't it kind of make the medicine go down easier, you know? some people tell me, you know, they're tired of it. They, you know, shut up already, get off your high horse. I have no intention of shutting up, ever. And if it means that it helps make things better for some gay kid who's ready to put a gun to their head, you know, then I think that's my responsibility as someone who's holding a microphone.
Exactly, Simone. I think one thing about you that I really like is you have a very witty humour. And just hearing some of your interviews that you've done before on Pirate Radio, you've got a very unique edge to you that I've heard that not many other comedians have.
Let's see. A little bit, you know. you know, you gotta see. Sometimes you have to shake people up. I mean, because even if it has nothing to do with what you know, your messaging is, I might want to get across to you that. That we need to show kids that we really, you know, we care, we give a damn, and if I know you're not listening, then maybe I need to say something like, oh, you know, randomly talk about fisting. I don't know, because then people are like, what? And then all of a sudden you have their attention. You know, if you have to, you know, give them a little jizz juice on the way, sure, why not? It's all love, right? So, as long as it comes with a moist towelette and some sort of antibacterial soap, I'm good with it.
Oh dear, I might use that one to get my friends' attention when they don't listen to me. Sometimes they're like, oh, just shut up, Jenny. Maybe like, do you want to talk about fisting? Let's talk about fisting. How do you feel about that?
Oh no, full on. No, dude, no, not only do that, but also talk about female ejaculation, which of course only a lesbian would just use the technical term. But, you know, just in any kind of sense, it's like, you know, maybe you could harness that to use it for some sort of, you know, function. Like, you know, when you go to the carnival and you got the gun and you're aiming into the clown's mouth, and if you fill up the balloon, you know, you get a panda. And, you know, if you had a talent like that and you can hone that to do something, that would be a cool and I think useful thing.
You know what? So, if I ever, when I get holidays from my job, that's something I'll practice and hopefully make a career out of on the side.
You know, I think it could be a career because, I mean, it is, if anything, you really don't have to do much with it other than just shock people. Because I thought it was a myth. I didn't think it was real at all the first time I experienced it. I was like, you know, because you hear this water rushing and you're like, wow, it's not raining. What's going on? I just don't understand. And, it's things we think about. But you know, if you ever do experience this, or if you are someone like that, just make sure you give someone an exit route because you know you want to, you know, because someone can drown on a tablespoon of water, right? So you don't want to put someone at risk. So.
Well, Simone, from female ejaculation and fisting to celebrity pie throws. Now, we were talking a bit about this before. Celebrity pie throws, you're going to be involved in one very, very soon. And you're not the one throwing the pie, but you're actually getting the pies thrown at you. What made you get this celebrity status of the elite?
No one else would do it, really. I was, you know, I just happened to, these are, it's part of like the, when we say celebrity pie throw, it's, you know, I'm a local comic, so, you know, it's a small community up in the woods, you know, so if you don't hear from me, I'm going to send you some information, just with some coordinates in case I don't come back. So send out, you know, the rescue team, please. But no, Sisters in Perpetual Indulgence are kind of responsible for me actually getting into comedy. Because a good friend of mine is one of the sisters, if you will, and when I first was getting into comedy, I said, you know, you know, people, can you hook me up with someone with an open mic? And the very first, and actually I'd done comedy a couple of years before, you know, like 10 years before, you know, this the last 3 years, and I got into a showcase, not even an open mic, for like 25 minutes on stage, which is a long time for a comic.
Wow.
But after like 10 years, I hadn't been on the stage in 10 years. So that was fun. It was also the night that my girlfriend broke up with me, which was epic. So that was fun. So.
No, how long were you with your girlfriend for?
Well, we were together for a few years, and it was one of those. I don't see these days. I don't actually do girlfriends. I just run away from women in general.
Well, thank you for spending 10 minutes with me. I'm very, very happy about that.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Here's my bill. But anyways, it was a weird situation. She was about to graduate. She was just finishing her degree, and so it was like the last big thing for school. So she was stressed, and I was stressed. I was at the show, and And I was drinking Crown Royal, which is never good because I'm a bad girl when I do that. And I get bitchy. And I, you know, I wasn't very nice to her, really. And, I kind of had it coming, you know. So she, you know, she broke up with me. That was fun. It made my joke so much better. So, but yeah, I mean, first time in 10 years that you get out on a stage, and then that's the night that someone breaks up with you. And, but what was weird about it, though, was driving home, I had this really weird feeling, that overwhelming feeling, that obviously something really big had just ended.
Yeah.
But really bigger than that, something even bigger had started. And, you know, and from there I've been hooked, but, you know, I kind of have to do it my own way because, again, I'm tired and middle-aged, so I don't know how these younger comics do it, really, out there every single night. No, but it is fatiguing. It is, you know, it's it is hard. I've been actually trying to perform more than I've been in the past, and takes a lot of energy. I have a lot of respect for people who are out there really insanely working, so.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to temper it with, you know, making sure I still have an impact in this world and other parts of my life, so. You know, I figure as long as the path is always, you know, towards doing what I think is best, you know. If someone else says it's not the right way to be a comic, that, you know, it's not their path, so I don't really care.
So one exciting thing you have coming up is quite an achievement for you. You're performing at the Purple Onion, which is very renowned over in San Francisco.
Yes. That is awesome. I'm very excited about
I thought you were going to stop there and be like, yes, that's all.
right. But then I was going to, but then I figured that probably doesn't give a lot of information. yeah, October 30th, I'm very excited. This is the very first time I've performed there. And even though I've been doing comedy now for just about 3 years, so, you know, you got to, you know, earn your keep, as they say. So basically, all of my friends are buying tickets, so that's why I'm allowed to perform. No, I'm kidding. It's because I'm funny, apparently. It's only because I'm funny, not because I'm paying my way in people. So whatever rumors you've heard, just forget about it. So yeah, it'll be very exciting. I have a lot of different kinds of friends that are actually coming to see me, who've never seen me on stage. And that's nice, because I don't have the benefit of having family nearby to do that, so... but the Purple Onion is cool. That's where Phyllis Diller got her start. She didn't start doing comedy until she was in her 40s.
Wow. So Simone... So
I just hope my hair isn't as bad as hers when I get older.
You have quite a nice set of brown hair, I must say.
Oh, well, thank you. It changes constantly. I'm kind of at the mercy of my stylist, too. It's a very kinky relationship, really. She says she does whatever she wants with my hair, and I just let her. I just say thank you, and then I pay her, which is so weird.
I can understand now why you guys are so big on drinking alcohol. It's to wash down that drama that's happening outside.
Yes, there's lots of drama happening outside.
Oh, I just thought it was here in Australia that there was lesbian drama. It seems to be universal.
Oh, yes, lesbian drama is definitely universal. You know, you might have different expressions for it, but yes, it's really, you know, we have, I mean, come on. Can't we do anything right, really? We just can't even, you know, even our fundraisers. I mean, the boys, they have fundraisers, and they have, like, cool sponsors, like alcohol companies and, you know, lube companies. And, you know, the lesbians, we have, like, you know, U-Haul or something. You know, because you're never more than one rental away from another shitty relationship.
Or an IKEA.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that S word. I'm sorry, and my bad. My bad.
Simone, are there any plans of you coming to Australia?
I would love to come to Australia, but could you make sure I'm in air conditioning constantly, okay. I would like that.
Absolutely.
I hate hot weather, let me tell you. Many, many moons ago when I was in a heterosexual relationship, I was doing everything with an accent, I think, because it all just sounds better, because I'm just... totally thinking that I must not sound nearly as interesting as you do, because you have that lovely accent. But anyways, I hate the heat. My ex-man friend from many moons ago used to say that it was like me having my woman cycle for the whole summer, because I was such a raving, crazy person. I just hate. So, but no, really, Honestly, other than that, sure, I'd love to come. Just, okay. If you can put me in a big bubble of air conditioning, I'd
no
like that.
Worries. I'll make sure that we can get our entourage to hold an air conditioner everywhere you walk. We'll get that organized for you.
I would love that. I would love that. And hopefully also, I don't know if you noticed from any of my pictures, I'm rather ample-bosomed. And
I haven't ventured down south on your pictures yet, but maybe that's the next thing I should do.
Well, there's not a lot of them where it's so obvious. It depends. Like if you're looking on, like my no on hate photo shoot, I was thinking, darn it, Adam, you cut off the top of my hair, and really what I thought was I think he just wanted to make sure he got my cleavage in there. So if you ever saw the full picture, you'd be like, oh, hello. Well, anyway, so if I come, I'd like someone, like a person, because you'll need a person each to hold them up as I walk.
Well, Adam Buska of all people, taking a picture of your bosoms, it says something, I reckon.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, the same thing as always, that gay boys are obsessed with boobs. It's really what that says. But, you know, it also gets the crowd's attention on stage, so... I've started writing political messages on my shirts because that's where everyone looks anyway. So, right now it's really funny, and I wish I was actually, I couldn't even make this up, but I'm wearing this shirt that says Peace on Earth. But it's a black shirt and it's like white yarn, like embroidery. It's worth a Peace on Earth, so it's like, you know, very lesbianic, like it's macrame or something. Which I'm pretty sure that lesbians invented that in sliding scale. So I have no scientific data to back up the macrame thing, but I'm pretty sure about the sliding scale thing.
We also went from a barricade of bosoms to a hilarious string of laughs. Thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
It has been interesting and wonderful talking to you too. I think I just will now be obsessed with Australian women, I guess.
Well, thank you for the compliment, Simone.
Hi, this is Sarah Shahi, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.